when you're doing that, you have no thought. You
have no conceptual content in what you utter.
No thought about it at all. You just let the words come out of your mouth. And but supposedly your intent in doing that is to speak to the angels.
To communicate, to give instruction to the angels.
Right.
Without, and that's when we say, never mind, and make it so.
See, you use words, but you can't find the definition, the ultimate essence of any word or
of
thing.
Of course,
like
because y'all took that and even got the lexicographers to tell you what words mean, and then that doesn't last but 2.3 seconds, because Google doesn't mean what it used to.
Yeah, every time we look up a word with an ion on any session we do, it's always
Self-referential,
doesn't go anywhere, can be the opposite. So
is it the chicken or the egg, if that's the problem?
Well, then, is there any point in saying words if we don't know what words mean?
Well, okay, fine. If you use words as points of creation, yes, they are the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're using words to create language or mortar your creations together, that's when you undo about as much as you do. Because you want this, but you don't want that. You like this, but you don't like that. And both of those could be in the exact same context. I like turkey, but I don't want 27 pounds at one time.
And that's why you're often saying the words are the tell, and I certainly do that in my practice, because a person will come right out and tell you what's wrong with them with their own
And listen to those words. Her practice.
Yeah, I haven't perfected it yet. I'm still practicing.
Still a practice. That's right, and that's okay. But see, that's just the point. So goes Iowa. So goes the presidency.
Wait a minute. Is James there?